Chapter 5. Abraham's Sacrifice. Take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest. You know the rest of that fearful command that came to the man, Abraham, as he stood transfixed in the presence of the angel of the covenant. There was no wavering on the part of Abraham. Consider what this meant to him. We know how he had hungered for a son. We know how he expressed his longings to Jehovah in those years when it seemed that such a possibility was gone forever. Then Jehovah promised him a son. Genesis 17:15-17, God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I will bless her, and moreover I will give thee a son of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his seed after him. Abraham and Sarah were old. Abraham was nearly 100 years old. Sarah was 90. In the realm of the senses, for them to become the parents of a child was impossible. For the scripture tells us in Genesis 18:11, Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. But Abraham considered not his own body, which was as good as dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. But looking unto God, he waxed strong. He counted that God was able to make good anything that he promised. The scripture tells us Abraham believed God. Genesis 21:1-3. And Jehovah visited Sarah, as he had said, and Jehovah did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age. And Abraham called the name of his son Isaac, which means laughter. The child grew to be 18 or 20 years of age. Then God asked for the boy. He said, Take now thy son, thine only son, even Isaac, whom thou lovest, unto a mountain which I will show thee, and offer him there as a burnt offering. Genesis 22:2. Abraham did not hesitate, though it meant giving up all he held dear, but took the young man on that 3 days and 3 nights journey. They arrived at Mount Moriah, and together they built the altar. Abraham laid the young man on the altar and drew the knife to slay him, when the angel of the Lord shouted to him, saying, Abraham, Abraham, stay thy hand. God had found a man that would keep the covenant. He had found a covenant-keeping man. Now hear what God said. By myself I have sworn, saith Jehovah, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thine son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens. Genesis 22:16-17. Did you notice, by myself I have sworn? God's throne became the surety of his promise. It is the most solemn thing that a man can conceive. Abraham had proved his worthiness of God's confidence. The covenant-keeping God. You remember that before this thing happened, when God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he said it wasn't best to do it without talking it over with Abraham. You remember Abraham's great appeal and how he talked with God in a manner that would stagger one. He said, Will not the God of all earth do right? Then he began to plead for the righteous one in those cities, and God permitted that man, on the ground of his blood covenant relationship, to become the intercessor for the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. When Abraham entered into the covenant, he gained the right to arbitrate between the wicked men of the earth and the God of the whole earth. Abraham established a blood covenant precedent of intercession that has stood through all the ages.